This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. And we're talking about choosing the correct type and size of battery for your solar system. Rose Carter is with us, and he's a system designer at Iron Edison Battery Company. That's IronEdison.com. IronEdison.com. And their phone number is 720-432-6433. 720-432-6433. And during hour number one, we talked about lead acid batteries, alternative battery chemistries, lithium batteries, lithium ion, iron phosphate batteries, nickel iron batteries, and the maintenance, and precautions and living with your batteries. And this hour, we're going to talk about how much battery capacity do we need, sizing of the battery bank, and the battery voltage, the inverter sizing, and types of inverters, and so forth. So, I was, Rhodes, I was at Sam's Club yesterday in Springfield, Missouri, and I was filling up our gasoline tank in the truck. And I was dispensing gasoline into the tank, and a guy pulled up with this shiny new Chevy Volt. It's a electric gasoline hybrid, and I gave him a big smile, and I said, "Wow, I didn't know that those things needed gasoline." And he said, "Well, I'm going from Springfield to St. Louis, and I can't make it that far on a charge." And you know, I kind of smiled, I was kind of kidding him, but he didn't know it. And so he had a car that's great for around town. It can get him to, you know, from his subdivision maybe to work in town, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 miles. But if he wants to go 200 miles, which we would think nothing of, we would think nothing of going a couple hundred miles in a light truck or a car because, you know, typically you can go 400 or 500 miles on a tank, right? He can't. He can't do that with electricity, but he needs to supplement his capacity with gasoline. So that's the subject of this hour's broadcast. So let's talk about how much battery do we need?
Well, a battery is basically a fuel tank, except instead of holding fuel, it holds electricity. It's as simple as that. It's just a storage vessel for electricity.
Okay, and let's talk about how much do we need. So, how do we size that battery bank, and what are the measurement systems we use for that?
A battery bank is going to be measured as far as its capacity in kilowatt hours, or just watt hours. A kilowatt being 1,000 watts. I guess let's back up a little bit more, just in case people don't know what a watt or watt hour may be. A watt is a unit of measure for power. For example, if you have a 100 watt light bulb, it's going to take 100 watts of power to turn that light bulb on. Now, energy, which is measured in watt hours, is a measurement of power over time. So that same 100 watt light bulb, if we have it on for 1 hour, it's going to consume 100 watt hours of energy. Now, if we wanted to have that light bulb on for 2 hours, we would need 200 watt hours of energy. 100 watts times 2 hours works out to 200 watt hours. A lot of people, when they ask about solar systems, they say, "Oh, I need a 3 kilowatt system." Well, that probably tells us the size of the solar array they're going to have, but it says absolutely nothing about the size of the battery. The solar system, if you're using solar, wind, hydro, whatever it may be, that's another part of the system that's going to refill that battery or energy storage tank that then your inverter is going to pull out of to power your home. So really, to put it in the simplest terms, for a renewable energy system in your off-grid home, you have three components. It all revolves around the battery, which is your storage tank. The inverter is going to work to drain that tank by powering your house. And then you've got a solar array or a wind turbine, something like that, or some combination that's going to refill the tank.
So if we're thinking about the solar array, that's providing electricity during the sunlight hours. And if we have more sunlight than we have demand for electricity, everything's good. But if we hit a cloudy day or at night, we are going to rely on our battery bank to get us through that dark or that dark period, right?
That's correct. You want to think about your home as being battery powered, not necessarily solar powered, because everything in an off-grid situation is coming out of the battery, and you're going to have loads on that battery varying throughout the day, all 24 hours of the day, whereas you're going to have productive sunlight for your solar array, depending on what season and where you are in the country, from 4 to 6 hours a day. So three quarters of the day, you have no solar production at all. You're just drawn from the battery.
Do you ask your customers and clients when they call you and they have that initial discussion, do you ask them about their electric bill and how many kilowatt hours they use per month to help them decide what size system they're going to need?
That is a great starting point. A lot of times we have new construction projects where we really have no idea, but really the magic number that we need to properly design a solar system and size the battery is how many kilowatt hours per day that home is going to consume. National average here in the States for a single family home is about 30 kilowatt hours per day. It varies quite a bit. I work with people, especially in the Southwest, who run their air conditioning quite a bit. They could be 60 to 80 kilowatt hours a day. There's some small off-grid homes that are less than 10 kilowatt hours a day. But that kilowatt hours per day number, that's the magic number we need to properly design a system and size a battery accordingly.
Okay. So in this discussion of sizing the battery, and we're closer to that 30 here at the farmhouse, we're close to that 30 kilowatt hours per day. Our electric bill at 10 cents a kilowatt is, you know, less than $100. So are you finding that what your customers are doing is looking at how they can reduce that load? Because right now, electricity is quite inexpensive, at least in our neck of the woods. It's more expensive in New York City and more expensive in California. But in our neck of the woods, it's 10 cents per kilowatt hour. That means I could run a 100-watt light bulb for 10 hours for 10 cents. Or, quite inexpensively. Well, are you finding that you are helping your customers and clients reduce the load by reducing some of these heavy consumption devices so that they can have a smaller battery bank and make this system more cost effective?
That is really the smart thing to do if you're going to go into an off-grid solar system, is to try to knock down your electrical loads as much as you possibly can. In general, for every dollar you spend on energy efficiency upgrades, and by that I mean things like getting new ENERGY STAR rated appliances, doing all LED lighting in your home, and just behavioral changes, teaching yourself and your family members to turn things off when you're not using them. You can really knock down the number of kilowatt hours per day that you use. Now, for every dollar you spend doing things like that, you can potentially save up to $5 on the price of a solar system. So it really pays to do everything you can to knock down the number of kilowatt hours you're consuming. So that means you need a smaller system and, in essence, save even more money.
Okay, and so the idea is to drive down those watts of unnecessary devices. So, for example, if there's an electric stove in the house, and you can replace that with a propane or natural gas stove, that would be a good move if it's time to replace that, right?
Absolutely. The largest energy consumer or electricity consumer is when you're using electricity to make heat. That includes cooking. If you have an electric hot water heater, electric heat, all of those things are massive energy hogs or electricity hogs. If you can transition those heating loads to some other energy source, like you said, propane, natural gas, even wood-burning stoves, that is going to make a huge difference. You know, probably cut your electrical loads in half, if not two-thirds.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we did here at the farm when we shed the heat pump in the wintertime. And we shed the backup, which is propane heat, and we moved that over to a wood stove. We dropped our electric consumption way down. And when we built the house 10 years ago, we decided that this was the direction we were going in. And so we put in a propane stove, and we put in relatively high efficiency refrigeration equipment. And we converted our electric hot water heater to a wood-powered or wood-heated hot water heater system. So that saved an enormous amount of electricity. So when you talk about heat, using electricity to generate heat, the things that come to mind to me are that glowing red cooktop, that glowing red nichrome wire in the toasters, the toaster ovens. Those things consume a lot of electricity. So if you see that glowing red, those are the appliances that you want to consider switching out to another energy source, as well as the electric clothes dryer.
Absolutely. Yeah, in my home, we have an electric dryer, electric range currently. I'm planning on replacing those. Air conditioning, that's a perfect example. In my home here in the Denver, Colorado area, we just turned the air conditioning on for the summer, and I noticed my power bill went up 50% just with that air conditioning. So if there's a way you can avoid doing air conditioning, using a heat pump or maybe an evaporative or swamp cooler, that is another great way to save on your electric consumption.
And maybe even some whole house fan equipment to draw the air up and out from the attic through a scuttle hole
Absolutely.
To allow whole house ventilation, and of course ceiling fans. And when we come back, can we talk about batteries are rated in ampere hours? And we were talking about watts. How does that convert? We'll be right back.
We'll do some math when we come back.
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant. or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a quick update. Springfield, Missouri, there's a gun show this weekend, August 13 and 14, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there. So that is this weekend, August 13 and 14, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. We're talking about properly sizing the battery bank for our off-grid alternative energy system. Rhodes Carter's with us, ironedison.com. Rhodes, we're going to talk about math because the question, last question I had was, batteries are rated in ampere hours or amp, A-M-P, hours, and we normally talk about energy from our electric meter in terms of watts. So if you look at an appliance, you turn it upside down, it'll tell you how many watts it consumes, not how many amps. Can you tell us that conversion, please?
Yes, we're going to get into the arithmetic a little bit now. I know it is kind of frustrating that batteries are rated in amp hours, so it's kind of tough to translate it into the watt hours or kilowatt hours you need. So the magic formula we use is voltage multiplied by amperage will equal the watts. And that's for calculating power. Almost identical formula for calculating the amount of energy. Volts times amp hours will equal watt hours. So, for example, if we had, say, a 12-volt battery bank that has 100 amp hours, we would take the 12 volts, multiply it by the 100 amp hours, and that comes out to 1,200 watt hours. That would be the total capacity of that battery bank is 1,200 watt hours or 1.2 kilowatt hours. Now, we need to take that one step further. by and factor in the depth of discharge that we can do with that particular battery. As we said last hour, lead acid batteries, you only want to do 30% to maybe 50% depth of discharge. So we would take that 1.2 kilowatt hours of total capacity in this battery we have. And if it's a lead acid battery, say 50% depth of discharge, so we take that 1200 amp hour or watt hours, multiply it by 50%, that gives us 600 usable watt hours of capacity in that particular battery.
Yeah, and you know, as I look around the studio, and I think about some electrical devices we have in our house, you know, some devices have these very small, thin power cords. Like, I have a telephone next to me, and it has a little wall charger. It has a really thin cable coming from the wall charger or the wall transformer to the telephone. That tells me that that doesn't that telephone does not draw a lot of electricity. And then I have we have a clothes dryer that we don't use, but it has a really heavy power cord. I mean, you know, it's probably the diameter of a quarter. So I know that that electric clothes dryer draws an enormous amount of current. Then we have a compressor and a welder, and you know, those have these heavy power cords as well. But then you look at so is that considered a rule of thumb? So if you're wondering just offhand without doing any calculations which devices use a lot of power and which don't, you can look at the size of the power cord. Is that something that you would consider or not?
Yes, actually, that is a good starting point. The size of a power cord or electrical cable, it's dictated by the amount of amps that pass through that cord. Now, the amps and the voltage, again, multiply out to be wattage. So if we have a higher voltage, we can get the same amount of power through a smaller wire, because if a voltage is higher, the amperage will be smaller. Now, in a typical household, you've got 120, maybe 240 volts for your dryer, and you've got pretty good size cable for the dryer. Then you look at some of the high voltage power lines that power entire cities. The size of that cable is really, in the grand scheme of things, not significantly bigger than your dryer cord. That's because instead of running 240 volts through that, it's running 20,000 volts. And because it's 20,000 volts, we're getting a lot of energy through there, but the amperage is small, so we can use a smaller cable.
And the way I was taught to think of voltage, if you were looking at a garden hose, the voltage would be considered the pressure, you know, the pressure behind the water. Do you agree with that?
I do, yes.
Okay. When we come back, we've got about a half hour left. We want to talk about what size. So when someone buys a battery bank and it's rated in amps, ampere hours, what size are they typically talking about? To give us some general numbers, and then we can talk about the types of inverters, and that would be grid tied and battery inverter and so forth. So can we talk about what size generally we'd be seeing? We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you 5 or 6 soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that?
Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Rose Carter's with us. He's a systems designer at Iron Edison Battery Company, ironedison.com. Rhodes, you know, we talked about a typical consumption of a home being about 30 kilowatt hours per day. And when we look at that typical consumption, are we talking about driving that down to half of that and then sizing a solar system for that? Are we trying to get it down to 15 kilowatts per day? Is that in that situation what we would try to do, or am I wrong?
Really, you want to get it as low as possible, but keep the level of comfort in your living style or standards appropriate. There's some people I talk, 30 kilowatt hours a day is going to get. They're not going to give up certain amenities, and they know it's going to cost more for their system, and they're willing to pay that. Others, they may be 40 or 50 kilowatt hours to start, but after doing some energy efficiency upgrades and other load shaving, we can get it down to maybe 10 or under 10 kilowatt hours. So it really just depends on your standard of living and what amenities you need or don't need.
Okay, and the reason I asked the question that way was, let's say we start at 30 kilowatts, kilowatt hours per day, and we get rid of half of that by shedding and getting those other appliances that are more efficient and using other alternative energies, such as propane and natural gas and so forth. Well, if we are at 15 kilowatt hours, what size battery bank would we typically want to consider? Is there a number for that so that we can have a number to go by during this class?
Once we define or we know what our daily kilowatt hour loads are, the next thing we need to apply is the time of autonomy that you want. And what that means is, how long do you want to be able to run on only battery power? Because unfortunately, the sun doesn't shine every single day. If we had just a one-day battery, we're going to rely on the sun shining every single day to recharge that battery. But if we have some bad weather that comes in and we go, you know, 2, 3, maybe even 4 days without the sun, we just have cloudy weather, we're not going to get any solar energy to recharge that battery. And if we have a one-day battery and a three-day weather event, that battery's going to be dead and your lights are going to go off. So we need to factor that in to the size of the battery as well. Now, doing multi-day batteries is certainly a viable option, but it can get very expensive very quickly. So if you have, say, a 5 or 8 day long storm once a year, it may not be cost effective to do a 5 day battery. So that's where we start looking at alternative energy sources to recharge that battery above and beyond just doing a solar system. What a lot of people will do, and I found is kind of a typical scenario for cost effectiveness and, you know, and being just a good design, is to maybe have a battery that's 1 to 1.5 days of autonomy, and then we have a backup generator. And that generator will be used to help compensate when we have extended periods of no solar production. And if you have periods of high electrical loads, probably the worst time for electrical consumption and just solar systems in general is around Christmas, because the end of December is the winter solstice, where we have the least amount of sunshine. But with the holidays, you're entertaining, you've got Christmas lights on, you have the highest electrical loads. So you're almost always going to be leaning on a generator around that time of year just to make up the difference. We could design a system that will be 100% solar during, you know, the Christmas holiday season, but in the summer months then, where you have 2+ times amount of sun, you're going to have a system that's catastrophically oversized, and it'll probably be too expensive for your budget as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where would you like to go at this point? Types of inverters or sizing the inverters? Where would you like to go?
You know, we talked pretty well about the sizing of the battery, and there's a lot of variables to properly sizing the battery. I think we've given the students a good idea of the criteria they need to consider. Inverters are another independent component that needs to be sized, and the inverters, unlike the battery bank that's based on kilowatt hours, the inverter is sized based on the kilowatts of power that you're going to be consuming. Basically, how much energy, if you turned everything on in the house, how much energy, or how much power, I should say, are you going to be consuming? And that's going to be a determining factor in the voltage of the battery bank. You know, we talked a little bit about Ohm's law earlier, volts times amps equals watts. If we have a higher energy capacity need or a higher power demand with the inverter, we'll want to look at getting a higher voltage battery bank. Battery banks in renewable energy systems typically fall into the 12-volt category, 24-volt category, or 48-volt category. And I always get a question asked, well, which battery voltage should I go with? I hear 48-volt is more efficient than 12 or 24. That's not necessarily true. Really, the determining factor is how much energy capacity you need and what is the power requirements of the house. Using that formula we discussed earlier, you know, if we go from a 12-volt system to a 24-volt system, we're doubling the voltage. We're also going to double the wattage and the watt-hour capacity of the battery. And same thing if we go up to from 24 to 48-volt systems, we're going to double it again. So if we have larger power requirements in the home, we'll look at a higher voltage battery bank compared to if you have just a small one-room hunting cabin with minimal loads. You'll probably be in a 12-volt category.
You know, as I think about this, if we're going to just have a simple system where we are at 120 volts at our electric outlets and we don't have any 220 volts. If we go from 12 volts to 120 volts, that's we're multiplying that 12 volts DC times 10 and converting it to AC. It seems to me that there would be a lower cost in a 12-volt system than a 24-volt system, and 24 would be a little less than a 48. Is that correct, generally speaking?
That can be true, yes, but it really all boils down to the wattage or the watt hours you need. And for battery banks, if you have X number of kilowatt hours of usable capacity, it's really going to be the same price if you're on a 12-volt system, a 24-volt system, or a 48-volt system.
Okay, so what would you generally recommend so that we can save some of your time when our students call you and you know, ask for more detailed information? Would you generally recommend for that typical person in the United States that uses 30 kilowatt hours per day, would they be looking at a 12, 24, or 48-volt system?
For 30 kilowatt hours a day, you'd definitely be looking at a 48-volt system. 48-volt systems, at least with the nickel-iron batteries, that's what I work with on a regular basis, so I'm pretty familiar with their kilowatt-hour capacities. You can have anywhere from, 4 or 5 kilowatt-hours of capacity up to 40 kilowatt-hours of capacity in a 48-volt system. A 24-volt system, the battery capacities are typically, half of that, maybe, 2.5 kilowatts up to about 20 or 25 kilowatt-hours.
And the more battery capacity you want, the more it's going to cost. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Exactly, yes. Like I said before, the battery is just a storage tank for energy. And the larger the battery, the larger the price.
Okay, so when you look at the nickel-iron battery, are they all 1.2 volts?
A nickel-iron battery, yes. They're all 1.2-volt batteries, and the way we get a 12-volt, 24-volt, or 48-volt battery bank is we put the appropriate number of batteries together in a battery bank, and they're wired in series. And by wiring things in series, we add the voltage. So in a 12-volt nickel-iron battery, you're actually going to get 10 of these 1.2-volt batteries wired together in series to give us a 12-volt battery bank. And then a 24-volt would have 20 batteries, and a 48-volt battery bank would have 40 batteries in it.
Okay, so as a preparedness-minded individual, I would want to make sure that nothing went wrong. Would I want to buy a couple extra spare 1.2-volt batteries, so should something happen to one, I could, pull that out of the string and put my spare in, or is that something that just doesn't happen?
Well, first of all, it's very rare if ever happens that you have a problem like that. But the nice thing about the nickel irons being a 1.2-volt battery bank, if you have a problem with one or two of the batteries, you can just take them offline. It'll drop the battery voltage for the entire bank down 1 or 2 volts, which is still well within the operating parameters of the inverter and the charge controller that you have. You'll lose a small percentage of your overall energy capacity, but you can still function just fine with a couple cells offline.
Rhodes, when you talk with your new clients, they've listened to the broadcast and they've got a thumbnail sketch of what's involved. How much time does it take you to bring them from their initial call? How many calls does it take? How much time per call? What would be the total time to the point where they are comfortable enough to understand what they need to purchase and get to that point where they say, okay, I think I've got enough. I'm pretty comfortable. I've talked about it with the rest of the family, and we're going to go for it. How much time does it take? Because I have a feeling that there may be some individuals who are shy and thinking, you know, I don't quite understand all this right now, and I have a feeling it's going to take me an hour. How much time does it take?
Oh, I spend at least an hour on the phone with people initially, just helping to educate them and bring them up to speed. You know, as a, my job is basically 50% system designer and 50% educator. You know, I want people to fully understand the system they're getting and all the pros and cons and the nuances of it, and help them to decide and select the best solution for them. So, you know, it could be, you know, two or three phone calls that are an hour long each, just discussing, listening to what their ultimate goals are. They may have an idea of how they want to achieve their goal, and that may be a good solution, but there's a better solution that they maybe don't know about that would work out better. And so we'll talk those, all the different options through, the pros and cons of all of them, and again, find the best solution for the customer.
And does it matter where they live? So, for example, someone might live in Florida, or one of our instructors, Werner Bach, New Brunswick, Canada, you know, way up north of Maine, or out in California. Does it matter where they live to design the system? Is that part of it?
It does not. In the last month, we've commissioned a system in the northern part of Canada and Belize.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Rhodes Carter is with us, and if you'd like to go to the website, it's ironedison.com, ironedison.com, and also there's a link on the instructors tab at USAPrepares.com. Rhodes, we were talking about batteries, and why don't we talk about inverters, grid-tied inverters, you know, standard battery inverters, and what your thoughts are on those.
Yeah, this is a lot of confusion and a question I get quite a bit talking to people on the phone. There's two separate types of solar systems out there. There's what's called a grid-tied solar system, and that's really what about 90% of the solar systems in America are. That's a system that is tied directly to the electrical grid. There's no battery or any storage mechanism at the home at all. There is just a solar array typically on the roof that goes into what's called a grid-tied inverter. That grid-tied inverter, it takes the energy from the solar panels, converts it directly to the 120, 240 volts AC power that your home uses, and then just pumps it right into your home's electrical system. The way it's if it's designed properly, when the sun's shining, you're actually producing a surplus of energy, and that surplus then passes back through the meter, spinning the meter backwards, using what we call net metering. So you build up a credit in kilowatt hours with your utility company, and then when the sun goes down, you just pull that energy back in from the grid and effectively use the same energy that or the same kilowatt hours you produced when the sun was shining. When designed properly, this will effectively negate your power bill. Now, a big misconception with a grid-tied system is that if the grid goes down, so do you. There's no battery backup mechanism. All it does is just produce energy when the grid is present. Solar panels in a grid-tight system, by law, have to shut down if the grid goes down. That's a safety thing for the utility workers who may be working on down power lines. So that's the first category, grid-tight systems. Secondly, there is the off-grid or battery-based systems. And that's really what we've been discussing today, where you have a battery bank that is your energy storage tank. Your home is battery powered from this battery bank, and that battery powers your home 24/7. There's no grid present at all. And then when the sun is shining, you know, 4 to 6 hours a day, your solar system is sized appropriately so that it'll completely recharge that battery in that short window of your 24-hour day so that you can continue to operate solely on your battery. Now, that's the way the solar industry has been for a number of years. Just in the last couple of years, there's a new category of inverter that's come along called a multi-mode inverter. Basically what this is, it's the same as a battery-based solar system, but it has an input for the grid, so you get the best of both worlds. These are very slick, sophisticated systems where the inverter has a connection to the grid, it has a connection to your battery bank, which is charged by a solar array, and there's also an input for a backup generator if you want to have one. That's optional. And through the programming and software in these multi-mode inverters, it can leverage any of those energy sources to power your home. Now, this opens up a whole world of potential. So you can have a grid-tied system that provides a battery backup. You can use a backup generator as well. So the possibilities and configurations and what your ultimate goals are really infinite with a multi-mode inverter.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you mentioned the grid-tied inverter, one way of looking at that, or the way I look at that, is the grid is the battery. And so you're putting any excess electricity that you generate back to the grid. But if the grid goes down, so does your battery, and you have no alternative energy. So that's one way of looking at that.
That is correct, yes. In a grid-tied system, like you said, the grid is this infinite capacity, 100% efficient, perfect battery. But it's not necessarily going to be there all the time. And if it goes down, your system goes down too.
Right, and it's not yours. It's not your battery bank. Rode Carter's been with us for the last 2 hours, and IronEdison.com. IronEdison.com, and he's going to be back again and again. Rhodes, thank you so much for being with us, and may our class call and ask for you directly?
Absolutely, yes. You can call us at the office. Our main number, 720-432-6433. You can email me directly if you like, but I have a pretty busy schedule, and I may not be able to get back to you in a timely fashion.
Class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.